Governor Jan Brewer set up the Border Security Fund in the wake of approval of Senate Bill 1070 and the lawsuits that followed. To date, she has collected more than $3.8 million. But records obtained by Arizona Public Radio show more than $3 million of that has gone to the Phoenix law firm of Snell & Wilmer for its various attempts, most unsuccessful, to defend the statute in federal court. The one time the Supreme Court agreed to take a closer look, the justices found three of the four provisions of the law were unconstitutional. But they did agree to let the state enforce a fourth, which requires police to question those they have stopped about their immigration status if there's reason to believe they're in the country illegally. That court fight cost another $400,000 paid to attorney Paul Clement, who argued the case before the justices. At this point, more than 90% of what's been donated has been spent, with less than $310,000 remaining in the account, and there are several cases still outstanding. When that money runs out, it will be up to Brewer to either seek more contributions or have the state's taxpayers pick up the tab. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.